This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is! The Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Wednesday. It's hump day, and it's been a week so far, and apparently next week is gonna be a doozy. We have some Trump indictment news. I'm gonna whip the GOP as I normally do. We're going to talk about the sky actually being green. That's a little bit odd. We have emails, we have the Islamic community fighting back, the Armenian community fighting back. Why do they go after kids? Chris Licht out at CNN, and why are American cities in serious financial trouble? All that and so much more is coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before I get to the Biden, Trump indictment emails, all the other stuff, I do want to extend a prayer for our lovely, lovely listeners in New York City. One of my New York City buddies of mine texted me a picture 2 minutes before I got on the radio. And it's a picture of a dude on a moped, which is, I mean, that's a little Pride Monthy, but okay, he's on a moped and he has an oxygen tank on as if he's going scuba diving. I'm not making this up, Chris and Michael. You can come look. And he's got a full face mask on. Now, it's easy to make fun of this guy for the moped, but maybe the oxygen mask is not a bad idea because they're grounding flights. LaGuardia in New York grounded flights, and my buddy texted me, ha, 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 the sky really is green, and a picture of the sky in New York City's insane. This is from all the Canadian wildfire stuff. So take care of your lungs. Stay inside. Be careful out there. That's probably not good, and I sympathize because I wake up in Houston, Texas, well, in the Houston area every single day. And you don't even bat an eye anymore down here when you wake up and you look and you say, oh, look, another air quality alert. Oh, another day where they tell us to stay inside. Okay, so clearly we're all going to hit 50 and our lungs are just going to fall out of our butts and we're going to die right then and there. Now let's move on to other things. I'll get to the Trump indictment stuff in a moment. You blow me away. So, you know, I've been shamelessly plugging the book Without End because it's Media Week. This week's Media Week. Next week's the book tour week. And I believe it's at the end of next week. I think it's at the end of next week where you find out if it's on the New York Times bestseller list. And I won't go into all the details of it, but I woke up today and this was information that was brought to me. They wanted the book. It's kind of a goal. You know your book's going to do well if it's in the top 100 of all books sold, of every kind, kids' books, fiction books, on the first day. We're at number 34 already and climbing. But wait, there's more. You know the signed books thing? How you can buy a signed book? You have to go to jessekellybook.com, and instead of the normal links, there's a link there to sign books. One, we're doing a live signing tonight. A live signing at 9 o'clock Eastern, right after the show, where for 45 minutes, I'll sit there, and you're not going to watch me sign books, although I may sign. I'm just going to answer questions and have fun tonight. Chris, they watch that on what? Twitter? Is that how they watch that? Is that how you have to watch that? Okay, you'll find links to that on Twitter or Facebook. Just go to my Twitter or Facebook. Anyway, so they buy a certain amount of books right off the bat so I can sign them before the live signing event. They bought 500. Now, if you sell 500 signed books, apparently that's a very good sign. If some big shot gets 500 books and he signs them, that's a very good sign. You sold that out in day one. You sold so many, they ordered another 1,000. That's what you did. I have no idea what's wrong with you. I have no idea. Why do you do this? But you bless me to no end. And there you go. JesseKellyBook.com. One more thing on the book tour. Keep in mind, you can just show up. That's totally fine. Or you can buy a ticket ahead of time. What the ticket does, one, the ticket includes a book. So when you look at the ticket price, it looks very similar to a book price. That's because it includes a book. But they want you to kind of do that so they can gauge how many people are going to show up. They're starting to get a little bit concerned that more people are going to show up than they have books in the bookstore. They're totally set for now. But sign up if you can. That's again at jessekellybook.com. If you're planning on coming to the book tour, stop, buy a ticket just so they know you're coming. If you don't, it's not the end of the world. Just show up. But they're getting a little freaked out at how motivated you are. Now let's move on to horrible news, but not news that's surprising to you. You listen to the Jesse Kelly Show. We do not reside in normie norm world. We don't reside in the world we want to live in. We acknowledge the reality of life. And the reality of life in America in 2023 is there are parts of this country now that are no longer America. They're no longer the land of the free. There are no longer places where you have rights. There are no longer places where you can say, but what about the First Amendment? What about the Second Amendment? What about my rights? Once the communists control every single lever of power, your rights are gone. Because remember this, rights, laws, the Constitution. You know what? Let's focus on the Constitution. The Constitution is wonderful. I know it. You know it. Everyone knows it. It's a great document. It helped lay out the blueprint for the nation we have now, for the prosperity we enjoy. But in the end, what is the Constitution? What really is it? It's just a piece of paper. It's a piece of paper. It's a contract, really, where I sign it and the government signs it. And we all agree that these are the limits on the government. These are the laws. These are the things you can't do to me. This is the rules. I have signed the agreement. You have signed the agreement. These are the rules. But what if one day they woke up and they decided they didn't want to follow the rules anymore? I don't like the rules. The rules are gone. Well, that's when normally, if you have a contract, someone else will step in. Like if I had a contract dispute with Premier, don't worry, there's no contract dispute with Premier. I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I adore them. But if I had one with Premier, and so we're having a big contract dispute. I had it in my contract that you would provide me with cheese balls every single month because that's what we need on this show to provide. And Premier has not provided me with my cheese balls. And Premier says, you know what? No. No cheese balls, Jesse. Go get your own cheese balls. We're not getting it. Well, that's normally the time when somebody would step in. Either the courts, we're going to have to go work this out with lawyers in the courts, or an arbitrator or something like that. Okay, so let's do this. I've been denied my cheese balls. Okay, Premier, it's on. I'm lawyering up. Except, what if my lawyer comes to me and he says, Jesse, yeah, you're right, but the trial, the judge that's going to hear all this, he works for Premier. He's on their side. In fact, the civil jury that was going to sit in the case, they all work for Premier and they all hate your guts. So Jesse, I understand that the contract says it. I get it. I know that you're right. I understand that the truth is on your side and all that. I understand all that. But Jesse, we're going to lose. Why is Donald Trump going to be indicted next week in D.C.? Well, for the same reason he was already indicted in New York City, as I explained when he was indicted in New York City. It doesn't matter that it's wrong. It doesn't matter that it's absurd. It doesn't matter anything. There's no more rule of law once you control the DAs, once the jury's going to be a guaranteed bunch of communists, once you control the judges. Remember the Trump judge in New York, his daughter worked for Biden Harris, all card-carrying communists. That piece of paper becomes nothing. And I have tried to warn you, and I want to give you this little warning. You already know about the legal problems that are coming for Trump. Unjust, yes, but you already know about that. I'm not going to belabor that point. You get all that. I want to warn you of something. I want you to calm down. I didn't say do nothing, did I? Did I say do nothing? Absolutely not. We have much, much, much work to do to stop all these injustices. But I want you to calm down. And here's why I want you to calm down. As we progress forward and Trump keeps getting indicted and then eventually Trump goes to trial and then quite possibly, maybe likely, goes to jail. The system wants something. They want something so badly and they feel like they already have it in their hands. And believe it or not, it's not Donald Trump in prison. Yes, that's part of what they want, but that's not the ultimate goal. You want to know what the ultimate goal is, what they really, really want? I'll tell you in a second.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. And yes, we'll be here Friday answering Ask Dr. Jesse questions. All those can go to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Back to this Trump indictment coming next week. None of this surprises you. Yes, they want to destroy Trump. Yes, he's a system disruptor. That's what corrupt systems do. These are all things you already know. But their ultimate goal, remember, is not Trump. That's why I implore you to think bigger about politics than your favorite candidate. I'll go Trump. Trump will save the world. DeSantis will save us all. I love you. You must think beyond that. Otherwise, you're going to miss the boat all the time. They don't want Trump. They want you. They want to turn you into an enemy of the state for what you believe. That is the ultimate goal. Because when they achieve that goal, when they finally achieve that goal and they want it so bad, they send the military after you to kill you. They send the FBI after you to arrest you and or kill you. Once they become an enemy of the state, then all the guns of the state are at their disposal to aim at you. You are the goal. You are the goal. Therefore, when Donald Trump gets indicted next week, and then he gets indicted in Georgia, and then he goes to trial in New York, and he starts getting convicted, and all these things are happening, and you're starting to lose your mind, calm down. Now, I don't mean sit on your hands and do nothing. Oh, it's fine. No big deal. No, 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 no. It's horrific what's happening in this country. It is awful to watch this country turn into the Soviet Union in front of my eyes, in front of your eyes. We must be aggressive, but we must be legal. You know what they want more than anything? It's not Trump and Fort Leavenworth. You know what these people, these sick freaks, you know what they really want? They want you to grab a weapon and go down to a government building and start shooting. That's what they want. They want you to blow somebody up. They want you to do something violent.
They want you to start texting your buddies. It's time to go kill some people in the government. Do you know why? Because then that goes directly to the FBI where they say, ha, 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 I told you, domestic violent extremists. Ha, 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 go find all of his friends. Go find his family members. Let's throw all of them in Fort Leavenworth. I told you this is coming. They want to criminalize opposition to them, and they're dying for you to give them an excuse. Why do you think they come up with so many false flags? Why do you think they commit so many crimes out there and act like it's you? They do this routinely. Governments, especially ours, but all governments have done this 1,000 times. That's what they do. Yeah, that's a good point, Chris. Remember the Indian dude? The Indian dude who crashed into the fence outside of the White House and just so happened to have a brand spanking new neo-Nazi flag in the back of his U-Haul. And oh, by the way, he's already out of jail. But what were the headlines splashed across the news? Oh man, that right-wing violence. White supremacists, look at this Nazi. They're dying for you to lose your mind. For you to do something dumb, do something where you get to say hi to your family through bulletproof glass in a federal prison for the rest of your life. Calm down. Now, calming down doesn't mean do nothing. It means we must become aggressive anti-communists, aggressive and legal, aggressive and legal. But again, butt gig, the Rear Admiral almost alluded to this a little bit today, just yet another example. They're trying to criminalize opposition to them. Listen to what he said.
There has been extraordinary work that's been done just in this presidency. Certainly the president being able to sign the Respect for Marriage Act, for example. And if you zoom out to the progress that's been made in the last 10 or 15 years, including the ability of somebody like me to be standing here doing this job, it's extraordinary. And yet now you see the attacks on the LGBTQ community, especially on the trans community and what they are going through. And, you know, I think it's being done out of a perception that it is politically convenient to target vulnerable groups. And honestly, I think where it largely comes from is folks who don't want to talk about why they were against the infrastructure law that's building the roads and bridges.
Hold on, what? The infrastructure law? The people who were against the infrastructure law? They're the ones who, they're basically the same as the people who are attacking trannies. By the way, nobody's attacking trannies. I know there was a big fight out in California today with the Armenians because y'all stepped into the wrong community for pushing that stuff. But anyway, Armenians don't play those games. You come on into an Armenian neighborhood. One, you'll be as safe as at home in bed. But two, watch your mouth and don't start stuff. I love Armenians. Anyway, setting that stuff aside, did you hear what they do? Everything you do, everything you believe in the end, kind of makes you a criminal. You're kind of bigoted. Hatred. You're full of hatred. Possibly an enemy of the state. Do I need to remind you once again that Joe Biden stood up in front of America on a primetime address and repeatedly called his political opposition a threat to democracy that will end the nation? And the next day, remember he had the two Marines sitting behind him all ominously? The next day, Corinne Diversity Hire was asked about it. Hey, why are the Marines there? That wasn't really appropriate. It was a campaign speech. Really, it wasn't okay to have the Marines there. Why were the Marines there, Corinne? And Corinne Diversity Hire said, well, they're the defenders of democracy. The goal is not Trump. The goal is to make you an enemy of the state. Don't make it easier for them. All right? All right. Well, I hope you're ready for some illegals to move in. I don't mean next door. Did I say next door? I mean your house. Hang on.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Look at Chris trying to make up for his besmirchment of Rolling Stones. No, Chris, you dogged on the Rolling Stones yesterday. You did. You dogged on Honky Tonk Woman. You had a lot of really bad opinions. And now, as you saw from the emails, people had things to say to you. What, Chris? What do I think about Sympathy for the Devil? Oh, I don't like the devil at all. I'm not a big fan. You mean the song? Okay, well, here. All right, let's discuss something. Actually, you know, I was going to go into illegal immigrant talk, but that's clearly going to wait for just a moment. That leads me into this. Chris did this on accident, but it's true. Peppa the Pig wishes children Happy Pride Month. It's a British cartoon. It's a children's character focused on super young kids. Peppa the Pig. I only know a little bit about it. My boys didn't do a whole lot of Peppa the Pig, but I'm aware of what it is. Now, that brings me back to Chris's question about sympathy for the devil. Here's the problem with evil. The devil is not stupid. The devil makes evil look really good. Why do you think, remember the ISIS videos? You ever see any of those? Those were really cool videos. The horrific ones? Great music. Hollywood production. Remember their flag even kind of looked cool? Remember the ISIS flag? How the black flag with the white letters? It looked cool, didn't it? ISIS was maybe the most evil group who ever lived. The Nazis. Nazis obviously don't need any help from me to hurt their brand. You ever heard of Hugo Boss? The Nazis went out. Why do you think the Nazi uniforms look so good? And they do, right? All that black leather with the red armband really pops. They look slick, don't they? Look really good. Because they're evil, and evil knows it has to doll itself up. Why do you think redheads are the way that... No, quit. I'm just kidding, but you understand what I mean. Evil makes itself look really good. Peppa the Pig. If I want kids to all cut their penises off one day, I don't show up in front of their class as a big scary looking guy in a pair of scissors and I say, ha ha ha, kids, let's chop you up today. Ha ha ha, like some kind of creeper, because they'll all say, oh my gosh, mom, dad, there's some monster with scissors in my class. I don't like that. That's not appealing. So the devil doesn't go that route. The devil goes with Peppa the Pig. And I don't know Peppa the Pig's voice, but it's British. It's, hey, kiddos, would you like a spot of tea? You're probably something along those lines. That brings me to the song, Sympathy for the Devil. I like the Rolling Stones. And if I'm being honest, this is you and me, this is just Jesse. You could make the argument that Sympathy for the Devil, the song, is the greatest Rolling Stone song. It really is a jam. All of it. The whatever, the bongos, the things he's playing, it's a good, really, really good song. That's probably not a song that we should like. Remember, at one point in time, the Rolling Stones stopped playing that song. And I believe it was Mick Jagger. It might have been Keith Richards, but I'm pretty sure it was Mick Jagger who said, hey, man, we're done playing this song because something weird always happens when we play that number. Something strange happens. It's not a good song, but it's a really good song. And that's what evil does. Evil looks good. If evil looked bad, it wouldn't be appealing. Evil looks good. That's part of the reason. Look, it's part of the reason. There are two reasons. Speaking of Peppa the Pig stuff, and I will get back to the illegal immigrant stuff in a second, believe me, but... speaking of Peppa the Pig stuff, let's go ahead and dig into this whole, LGBTQ demon mob stuff. Do you know why they picked the rainbow? Why rainbow? Well, they picked the rainbow for two very specific reasons. They were very purposeful about this. The first reason they picked the rainbow was it's an affront to Christians, anyone who believes in the Bible. Because the rainbow in the Bible, for anyone who believes in the Bible, is a sacred symbol. God, it's a gift from God to humanity. It's a covenant between God and humanity saying, I will never again wipe out the earth with a flood. You see a rainbow, that is a gift from God. Well, that's part of the reason they took it, so they could take that from you. That's one. The second reason they chose a rainbow is, aren't they so pretty and fun? Look at how fun and pretty it is. Hey, kids. Don't you like the looks of that rainbow? That's a pretty rainbow, isn't it? That's what evil does. And I'm going to move off this now because I know that's kind of a weird side note conversation, but that's the answer to my question. Yes, Sympathy for the Devil is a stupid good song. It's awesome. It might be their best. Probably not one we should enjoy, really. Probably a reason for that. Now let's move on to this. I saw this one today. It very little shocks me about communism. just because I read so much about it and I understand how horrible and demonic it is and that there's no bottom. So very little kind of makes me sit back and say, oh, gosh, okay. New York City Mayor Eric Adams suggests New Yorkers open up their homes to migrants. Now, I'm not going to go into all the details of this, but you should just know it looks like New York City is going to start paying people to house illegal immigrants in their homes. And look, you do in your home what you want to do with your home. Totally your business. I don't think that's the route I would go. Somebody who made their way up from Guatemala, hooked up with the drug cartels in order to get into America. Remember, it's the cartels who run the human trafficking lanes. Now that person owes the cartels money. Illegal immigrants owe the cartels money. Are you going to bring in to your home somebody in debt to the drug cartels? I don't know. Doesn't sound like a great idea to me, but you do with your home what you feel like doing with your home. We'll get to more of this Nord Stream stuff and stuff like that in a moment. Let's get to some emails. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, you can listen to the show for free, to anything for free, because the iHeartRadio app is free. Go download the iHeartRadio app. Dear Jesse, I'm a big fan of the show. Also, I just bought your book on Amazon. I was wondering what you think of the possibility of not just balkanization, but balkanization within states. I live in communist-run New York State, but I live in the solid red Long Island. You once mentioned the Greater Idaho Movement on your show, where you mentioned that people living in eastern counties of Oregon want to be admitted into solid red Idaho. Do you think that's possible for other blue states? Okay, well, yes and no, and here's what I mean. These states breaking off, parts of states breaking off and forming new states, I view that as being an inevitability. It's not going to happen tomorrow. That's the way things are going, because I understand this concept. People will not live underneath an evil government or a government they view as evil. They will not live underneath that without end. They will tolerate that for a time, and then eventually they're done with it. So that's, I view that as being something inevitable. But there are things that don't change and things you can't change. You can't change the map. And this is what I mean. I've encouraged you, if you live in New York City, to get out. Get your butt out and get to a red state. If you can't, because that's not realistic for everybody, I'm not naive, get your butt to a place like Long Island. This guy just said. But you have to look at a map. Yes, I would love if Long Island could become part of Texas. Yeah, South Carolina, something like that. Look at a map. Where are you going to go? Where are you going to attach yourself to? How are you going to attach yourself to anybody? There's nowhere to attach yourself to, is my argument. So, look, the states are going to break up. They're going to form new states. I am sorry to say, Long Island ain't going to be part of it. And then look, that's my hang in New York City. I hear you, but Long Island ain't going to be part of it. All right, let's get to Biden and the Nord Stream stuff and some more emails and things like that. Let's get to you putting your money where your morals are by changing who you have your cell phone with. Putting your money where your morals are means voting. You vote every day. You don't just vote once every 2 years, once every 4 years. You vote every day with your dollars. That's how you vote. Pure Talk. Switch from Verizon. Switch from T-Mobile. Switch from AT&T, because they hate you and they take the money you pay them every month and they use it on filth that you would hate. But Pure Talk never does that, because Pure Talk loves you. Their CEO is you. It's me. He's a veteran, fought for this country. Their customer service, all Americans that speak English. They'll save you a fortune. My bill got cut in half. Pick up your phone and dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That will save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk today. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, churning and burning through the news of the day today. I'm excited to get to, apparently Maryland did not realize that it had stepped into a hornet's nest with the whole Muslim community. I can't wait to get it. You know what? About 10 minutes from now, I'm going to begin this whole LGBTQ clash with the Muslim community. It's going to be entertaining. Let's get to a couple Joe Bidenisms from today. Let's hear his priorities.
We're focused on securing our border, combating climate crisis, and protecting the fundamental rights of Americans.
Okay, so nothing. So that's all a gigantic lie. But the Nord Stream 2 thing. I've played this before. I'm going to play it for you again, though, because it has the ability, what we're about to discuss here, it has the potential, ability is not the right word, I'm an author, it has the potential to wreck the world. Joe Biden's inability to think and Joe Biden's inability to filter himself now that his brain is melted goo, it really is a security threat, and I was about to call it a national security threat. It's a threat to the security of the entire planet. Joe Biden, as president, has the highest level of security clearance possible. By the way, quick pause on that. Keep that in mind for the upcoming Trump indictment, the Trump classified document stuff, Trump held classified documents. Keep in mind that Donald Trump was the president of the United States of America. And there's not some official process he has to go through. As president, Donald Trump can do anything and just say, hey, that's not classified anymore, and it's not classified anymore. That's how that works. Anyway, back to this. The president of the United States of America is the top executive. He has final, total classification authority over anything. Now, Joe Biden has that too. I know that's freaking horrific, but he does. And as part of that, he gets a brief. CIA chief, military advisors, he gets a brief every single day. Well, at least he's supposed to. I bet Joe Biden doesn't. The other presidents who were actually lucid, they did, but Joe Biden doesn't. And in this brief, obviously, I've never sat in one. I'm not welcome. I have heard about, not never specifics, but people will tell you it's high-level, top-secret stuff that you and I will never know. Stuff that'll never make the newspaper. Joe Biden very obviously sat down with his military people and they were discussing Russia in Ukraine and Russia's potential invasion of Ukraine. That's back when it was a potential invasion. And his military people, obviously, when they were discussing strategies, said, hey, something we can do to hurt Russia, something we can do is we can put holes, we can put explosions, we can blow up this Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which sends gas from Russia to Germany and really, really hurt Russia's economy badly. Really put a real thorn in the side of Russia's economy. Joe Biden wraps up that meeting. Guarantee it happened that day. And he walks into a press conference full of cameras and microphones and reporters. And this top secret national security briefing, our strategy, then got broadcast to the entire planet.
Let me answer the first question first. If Germany, if Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again. Then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
But how will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
Yeah, whoopsie. And then this from today is glorious. Biden blames Russia for the Nord Stream 2. And that's a problem because the Washington Post ran a story yesterday and his national security team ran a story yesterday saying it was actually Ukraine who did Nord Stream 2. So now Joe Biden's faltering brain is faltering to the point that they can't even keep their lies straight. And then you have this doozy from John Kirby when he's asked, hey, by the way, who did this? Are you guys looking into it?
Actively investigating who did it. Why not?
There are three European countries that have
embarked on independent investigations of this, and we're comfortable in their ability to take a hard look at this and to come up with conclusions.
Oh, looking into it? What? No. Oh, other people are looking into it, and I'm sure they'll figure it out. Anyway, it was Russia. Or wait, no, not Russia. It was Ukraine. It was definitely Ukraine. It certainly was not us doing NATO exercises a mile away from the pipeline when the pipelines blew up. That definitely, what? Us? Get serious. We have a system that's horrible, dishonest, and corrupt. You know that. But things like this actually give me a little hope, and this is why. Because the people who are most evil and the people leading us, they really are freaking morons. For the most part, they are morons. They are evil. They're awful. They're anti-humans, but they're morons. Doesn't that give you hope? I'm glad they're not smart. That would be terrible if these people were actually smart. Get to some more emails here. Oh, pause on the emails. You know how I brought up New York and the weather and how horrible the air is right now? People are sheltering in place. They're grounding flights. Remember, the communist loves tragedy. Whatever form tragedy takes, because he's an anti-human, the communist only sees opportunity.
These Canadian wildfires are truly unprecedented. And we cannot ignore that climate change continues to make these disasters worse. Warmer temperatures and severe droughts mean forests burn faster, burn hotter, and burn bigger. And the warming is happening at a faster pace in countries with higher latitudes.
Couldn't help himself. Fires burning, property loss. Sure, lives will be lost in the end. New Yorkers driving around with freaking face masks on their face, air tanks on their backs. All the communists saw was an opportunity. All right, anyway, I promised some emails and we'll get to this Islam versus LGBTQ thing. Dear Shogun, world famous author, I know you have 3 months emergency food for everyone in the house, but what about Fred? Is he getting his own emergency 3 month supply of people food or something else? You know, this is where you're going to make fun of me, the way the wife has made fun of me for this exact same thing, but it's still true. We love that idiot dog. I can't help it. The wife and kids left today to go do something fun when I was still at the house, and he just lay there under my feet whimpering, just dying for them to come home. He's just a big, pathetic idiot, but we love him. And the answer to your question is I have 3 months worth of rough greens on hand at all times. I have 3 months worth of his dog food, and I have 3 months worth of rough greens on hand at all time. Why? Because I don't intend to eat my dog. I am going to make sure my dog eats well when we eat well, when China EMPs us and we're all foraging for food. Get your dog some rough greens. Keep your dog not only alive longer, healthier, natural supplements. Pour it on your dog's food, vitamins, minerals, probiotics, digestive enzymes. You will see a difference in your dog, his energy, his breath, his coat, his health. roughgreens.com/Jesse. roughgreens.com/Jesse, or you can call 833-33-MY-DOG.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.